Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. As many of you may know, I was out of the country for about a month, in Germany mainly, to keep the annual holy days of the Day of Atonement and the Feast of Tabernacles and the Last Great Day. And while I was in Germany, the terrible, murderous, barbaric attack of Hamas terrorists in Israel, in the Gaza Strip, occurred. I picked up a newspaper, Bild am Sonntag, dated October 8, one day after the attack, and it says, War against Israel, and it has a 10-page coverage, many photos, and many other reportings in this paper. And at the very end, on the last page, there is also a hashtag Standing with Israel. And I have to say, Bild has taken the approach of supporting Israel, but I knew when this was coming out that the support in the Western world for Israel wouldn't last. And what we are seeing now are demonstrations and riots and violence against Israel in the Western world. I'm not talking about Arab nations, in the Western world. Something which was so predictable because the anti-Semitism hasn't been asleep for long. It always has been there, and it's raising its ugly head again. No country in the Western world seems to be excluded from these terrible and despicable atrocities happening right now against Israel. So how did it all start? On Saturday, October 7, which is the last great day of the Feast of Tabernacles, the terrorist group Hamas attacked, killed, wounded, and kidnapped thousands of Jews with the help of Iran, and apparently with weapons even from North Korea. As I said, the initial outcry in some countries was great in support of Israel, but things have changed, which was to be expected. First, let me make it very clear that Hamas didn't act alone, that Iran was behind it all along. Here's an article by Life Mint from October 9, saying, Iran helped Hamas plot the rocket attack on Israel and approved of the assault during a meeting in Beirut last week, according to a report published by the Wall Street Journal. The report also stated that the officers of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard have worked with Hamas to plan the deadly attack since August. So everyone who is telling you that Iran had nothing to do with it is lying to you, right straight to your face. And we should understand that. We should also understand why they are lying. Because that is terribly important. And it's also appalling. Here's an article by Breitbart, dated October 10. Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei described the brutal Hamas terrorist attack on Saturday as an irreparable defeat for Israel. Khamenei praised the Hamas terrorists as holy warriors. He threatened the Israelis with even worse consequences if they retaliate against the terrorists he supports. Khamenei hastened to claim that Tehran wholeheartedly approves of the slaughter in Israel. And Khamenei told the Iranian cadets that all Muslims should be prepared to take up arms and fight alongside the Palestinians. It makes me quite upset when I read something like that and I hear the Western mass media talking about Iran had nothing to do with these murderous attacks. It is a declared goal of Iran, of Hamas, of Hezbollah, of other Arab nations to totally destroy and eradicate the state of Israel. In Psalm 83, you find a description of Arab nations and other nations collaborating in their attempt to destroy and get rid of Israel. And then you also find an interesting passage in the book of Hosea in the 5th chapter, where we read about a wound which Judah, the state of Israel, has received, and then they are trying to get support from other nations, and they won't get it. And that wound apparently is a military defeat in some way. Now let me just say this. The assault, that murderous attack, that satanic attack by Hamas, and the taking hostage situation is in direct consequence of that terrible deal which the Biden administration struck with Iran, having to do with the exchange of prisoners. Many have said that this is exactly what's going to happen now. Iran will go out and will find more hostages. And that is exactly what has happened. And so we find this comment in Israel 365 News, dated October 8th. What we are experiencing now is unthinkable, unimaginable. The horror, the evil, the pain. It is more than we can bear. Parents and children are slaughtered. Elderly people and their nurses, slaughtered. Teenagers at an outdoor party, slaughtered. For those who are far away, who may not grasp the enormity of this horror, this is Israel's 9/11. Israel is in crisis in a way many of us have never experienced in our lifetime. It is only a matter of time. Now listen carefully to what this author is saying here. It is only a matter of time before President Biden and the U.S. government begins pressuring Israel to stop its retaliation against Hamas terrorists. Sickeningly, the European Union has already done so, even as Hamas terrorists hold many Israeli citizens captive. And so, Israel 365 News reported on October 13. We all will continue to stand united, supporting the people of Israel who are suffering unspeakable losses in opposing the hatred and violence of terrorism. These words were part of a 10-minute address delivered by U.S. President Joe Biden in response to the war in Israel. Those Israelis who are basking in the glow of Joe Biden, lover of Israel, should pay attention to what he did not say in his short address. Biden did not mention Iran, Israel's primary enemy. While he called out Hamas for its goal of murdering Jews and wiping Israel off the map, he said nothing of the parent company, Iran, which holds to the identical ideology and aims. Iran, of course, is the primary financial backer of Hamas as a result of its immoral and criminal policies. This paper writes, the Biden administration has Israeli blood on its hands. And so, as predicted, Breitbart wrote on October 15, Sunday, during an interview on CBS 60 Minutes, President Joe Biden voiced his opposition to Israeli occupation of Gaza in the wake of the Hamas terror attack on Israel. So what's Netanyahu supposed to do? Let me just say, if he doesn't do anything, his political career is over, and he can try to find a job as a bus driver, perhaps. He has no choice. But again, Israel finds itself pretty much all alone. All alone. And so Biden went to Israel this week, and his trip to Israel proved pretty much a colossal failure, because he was only able to meet with Netanyahu. He was supposed to meet with Arab leaders from Egypt, from Jordan, the Palestinian Authority, but they didn't want to meet with him. They canceled the meetings. Why? Why? Because there was a misfired rocket by a Hamas faction which hit a hospital in Gaza and allegedly caused the death of more than 500 civilians. And immediately Israel was blamed for that attack, and all the evidence seems to support that it wasn't Israel, it was the Hamas group doing it unintentionally. But the irresponsible international reporting triggered all kinds of anti-Israeli and anti-American protests and riots all over the world. The damage was done, even when they later, like the New York Times and some other papers, even the Tagesschau in Germany, gave a half-hearted, quote-unquote, clarification, the damage was done. The rise of anti-Semitism in the Western world can't be stopped anymore. Now, let me just deviate a little bit and talk about another interesting scenario. LifeSite News wrote on October 13, The mosque on the Dome of the Rock in Jerusalem is the third holiest site in Islam. No non-Muslim is permitted to pray there. On October 4, the mosque was occupied by around 1,000 Israeli settlers, screaming death to the Arabs. This crowd appeared not only to intentionally enrage Muslims worldwide, but also to restate the intention of the ruling government faction to destroy the mosque and to rebuild the temple in its place. Ben Gvir is committed to rebuilding the third temple, destroyed by the Romans in 70 AD. To do this, the Al-Aqsa Mosque must be destroyed and replaced with it. Israeli settlers are behind the move to rebuild the temple, which Muslims know will mean the obliteration of their third holiest shrine. Now, maybe it's not going to be Israel who's going to do it. Now, the Al-Aqsa Mosque, from everything we can understand, is going to be destroyed. A third temple is going to be built on the Temple Mount. But maybe it's going to be another misguided rocket which is going to destroy the mosque. In light of what we have just experienced with the hospital in Gaza, that is most certainly a distinct possibility. Let me go back to what is happening in Europe. The Washington Examiner wrote on October 9, European leaders have contributed to Hamas terrorism by providing aid to the Palestinians. The European Union was financing textbooks of the Palestinian authorities that were full of anti-Semitism and incitement for violence and terrorism against Jews. Those textbooks are the root of the Palestinian terror against Israelis. Young people are being taught, educated, to hate Jews and to murder Jews, and the Europeans supported that. The carnage on Saturday shocked Western leaders and spurred Germany and Australia to announce a suspension of international aid to the Palestinians. EU Enlargement Commissioner declared on social media that all payments are immediately suspended, but the wider Commission tempered that claim in a more formal statement, announcing an urgent review of the EU's assistance of Palestinians in light of the attack. Again, the true colors of the EU, let alone the UN, but I'm talking about the EU now, is becoming more and more clear. It's totally anti-Israel. And so, Bild Online had a castigating announcement to make regarding Germany's policy. On October 15, they wrote, "How could we be so blind, so oblivious to history, so naive? These images are a historic slap in the face of the federal government. Hamas leader and therefore responsible for the terrorist massacre in Israel meets with Iranian foreign minister in Qatar in a good mood. One has to assume that the Iranian minister congratulated the terrorist leader for the slaughter of babies, children, and the elderly in kibbutz villages and at the music festival in Israel. Germany is very close to Qatar. That's where the World Cup took place, by the way, the World Cup for soccer. Probably with a lot of bribery going on. So they are close to Qatar, which is hosting the Hamas leader while he slaughters Jews. Is it any wonder that no one takes the West seriously? They first bought our economy, then our politics, finally sports and society, and we didn't want to notice. Now we even buy our energy in countries that welcome terrorist leaders who slaughter Jews. It is humiliating, shameful, outrageous, but we have all allowed to happen." Die Welt, another German newspaper, agrees, writing on October 11. "The images of people cheering in Germany after Hamas' major attack on Israel hurt former US Secretary of State Henry Kissinger. The 100-year-old fled Nazi Germany as a teenager and is demanding the federal government's unrestricted support for Israel, which apparently he doesn't see. He even says in extreme cases also militarily. He also sees a cause in Germany's asylum policy. It was a serious mistake to let in so many people of completely different cultures, religions, and beliefs. He does not believe that a further escalation of the current war with Hamas is out of the question, nor is an Israeli attack on Iran, which supports a terrorist organization. He also says this. Israel gave back to the Palestinians their land with a withdrawal from the Gaza Strip in 2005, but did not get peace in return. You can no longer make concessions to people who have shown by their actions that there will be no peace. There has to be a punishment, emphasized Kissinger. He's very correct. You cannot negotiate with Hamas, a terrorist group, a murderous, barbaric, satanically inspired terrorist group, and thinking that you can get some kind of a bargain with these murderers. It is a ridiculous, naive concept. Unfortunately, our leaders are terribly naive and incompetent. Bild Online wrote on October 12th, in Germany, people are openly celebrating the barbaric terrorist acts in Israel, even saying on TV cameras that they approve of the Hamas attacks. Imported anti-Semitism has long been trivialized in Germany. Left-wing circles have promoted it right into our universities through their portrayal of Israel as an alleged apartheid state and their talk of settler colonialism. And the same thing is happening here in the United States. Look at the Harvard University and that absolute debacle and scandal going on over there. At this point, the article goes on to say, this repeats a disastrous alliance between forces in Germany and the Middle East. During the Nazi era, Palestinian Islamists collaborated with the Nazis. Something which we should all know, something which we should all remember, but many like to forget. To top it all off, here's the latest. What's happening in Germany these days? JTA wrote on October 17. A best-selling German author and philosopher apologized for saying during an episode of his podcast that Judaism bars Orthodox Jews from working except for a few things like diamond trading and a few financial transactions. The show's moderator and co-producer, Markus Lanz, immediately agreed with Richard David Precht, saying correct and accurate during the episode that aired October 12th and focused on the Israel-Hamas war. After a public outcry, the comment was edited out of the program, which is one of the most popular in Germany and is hosted by the mainstream broadcaster ZDF. And it's very popular. It's almost on every night. And here's this Markus Lanz. He has these prominent people there on his show, and then they're debating and talking and giving their opinions. But it's a very popular program. And ZDF, that's the other public broadcaster, in addition to the ARD, which had a terrible Tagesschau report on the Gaza Strip situation with the hospital. They are behind it. They are behind all of it. And when they apologize, quote unquote, it's all done very half-heartedly. It goes on to say the Israeli embassy in Berlin tweeted on Saturday that those who don't know anything about Judaism had better said nothing about it than to rehash ancient anti-Semitic conspiracy theories. The German Israel Society said the two podcasters had reached a new low. That is the current state of affairs. But it's going to get worse. It's going to get much worse. We have prepared a free booklet, The Rise and Fall of Germany and Europe. And that booklet will show you what is happening and what will happen in Israel, in the United States of America, in Europe, in Germany. The Bible makes it very clear. Now, most people don't understand what the Bible says. Most people don't read it. Most people don't believe it. You can understand, you can believe, you can read from the pages of your Bible what is prophesied. This booklet will help you to get a better understanding, much better than your relatives, your friends, your neighbors will ever have in this day and age. You can be different. Please do yourself a favor, ask for our free booklet. And until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.